亲爱的家长朋友们，亲爱的小朋友们，我是胖胖。大家都喜欢跳绳吗？跳绳又有意思，又能锻炼身体。今天我们正自己跳着绳玩，小宝贝儿跑过来也凑热闹，是不是想试试呢？但是对于你来说 ，the rope is too long。The rope 绳子，跳的绳儿 ，the rope is too long。绳子对于你来说太长了，是不是得调一调呢？I'll adjust the length. I'll adjust the length. Adjust 调整调节， length 是长度，它是一个名词，注意在这里要和 long 联系起来。 The rope is too long. 这个绳子太长了，而 length 是长的名词形式，长度。 I'll adjust the length.我们调好了，就可以教他跳绳了。Keep your back straight. Keep your back straight. Back, 脊背。Straight, 直直的。Keep your back straight. 挺直你的背。Stand on your tiptoes. Tiptoe, 脚尖。Stand on your tiptoes. 站到你的脚尖上。也就是踮起脚来，我们跳绳的时候经常是这个姿势，对吗？踮起脚来，我们会跳得更快。Throw the rope over your head. Throw 大家知道是扔抛。Throw the rope over your head. Over 在你的上方 ，your head 你的头上方，也就是把绳子抡过头顶。When it reaches your other side.Hop over it. When it reaches your other side, hop over it. Reach, 达到，当它到你的 other side, 你的另一面的时候，也就是从后面抡到前面的时候， hop, 跳， hop over it, 跳过去。When it reaches your other side, hop over it. 当你从一面抡到另一面的时候，赶紧跳过去。宝贝儿要跃跃欲试了。Can you count how many jumps I can do? Can you count how many jumps I can do? Count, 数一下。How many, 有多少呢？Jumps, 跳，也就是跳的次数。你可以数一下我能跳几个吗？妈妈开始了。One, two, three. Oh, you got caught on the rope. You got caught on the rope. Got caught, 被绊住。You got caught on the rope. 你被绳子绊住了。妈妈这才注意到可能是抡绳子的方法不对吧。Use your wrists instead of your arms to turn the rope. Use your wrists instead of your arms to turn the rope. Wrists, 手腕 instead of, 代替，代替什么呢？ Your arms, 你的胳膊，不要用胳膊大抡。而是要用手腕的转动来抡动绳子，对吗？ To turn the rope, 抡动绳子，相当于之前的 throw the rope. Use your wrists instead of your arms. 如果觉得这个句子太长的话，我们可以把它分开。Use your wrists instead of your arms. 这个也可以是一个完整的句子，是不是稍短了一点呢？ Use your wrists.Instead of your arms, 用你的手腕代替胳膊来转动 to turn the rope. Use your wrists instead of your arms to turn the rope. 也不是很复杂，对吗？但是宝贝儿觉得有点复杂了。我们可以跟他一起耐下心来 ，be patient, patient, 耐心点 ，be patient.你要耐心哦。Practice makes perfect. 我们大家都经常说 Practice 练习 perfect, 完美，只有练习才能越来越好，越来越完美。Practice makes perfect, 也就是熟能生巧。宝贝儿在妈妈耐心的引导下跳得越来越好了。于是就想像妈妈刚才一样试着来一个交叉跳。I want to try crisscross. Crisscross, 交叉交错。在这里一定是指交叉的跳绳。I want to try crisscross. 我想要试试交叉的跳。但是宝贝儿试了几次哦很不理想。The rope keeps getting tangled.The rope keeps getting tangled. Tangle, 纠缠，绳子总是纠缠住我的脚，也就是我老是被绊住。The rope keeps getting tangled. Tangled, 在这里是一个被动形式， getting tangled. The rope keeps getting tangled. 这个绳子总是被绊住。妈妈说，哎，先不要来这个吧。做一个简单点的好不好 Do something easier 大家知道 easy 是容易的 easier 就是容易一点的比这个更容易的 Do something easier 做一个简单点的吧既然你想尝试一下不一样的那你试着向后跳好不好啊 Try going backwards will you Try going backwards大家知道 forwards 是向前那么 backwards 向后 try going backwards will you 好吗怎么样呢宝贝跳了几下也跳得不错但是 my stomach hurts stomach 胃肚子我好像有点胃疼 hurt 疼 my stomach hurts 我胃疼了是不是吃饭没多久就出来运动了呢？注意这个时候我们要 have a rest, 歇一歇吧。Let's have a rest. 我们歇了一会儿以后，宝贝儿还是心心念念的想跳绳，那怎么办呢？爸爸回来了，三个人一起玩是不是更有趣呢？ Mommy and Daddy will turn the rope. Mommy and Daddy will turn the rope.妈妈和爸爸要抡绳子了，所以你只需要跳就好了。You run in and jump. You run in. 你跑进来 and jump. 跑进来跳。You run in and jump. 这就是跳大绳了。You run in and jump. 注意在这里有几个发音的技巧。Run in.连读读快了的话就是 run in run in 而 in 后面是 and in and 读快了也是 an and an and 所以在这里有两个you run in and jump you run in and jump 那 and 和 jump 中间也可以不完全爆破 and jump 而不是And a jump, 不必这样分开读，要把它连起来。D 不完全爆破 ，and jump。所以这个句子读快了的话就是 ，You run in and jump, you run in and jump， 非常快，也很好听，有节奏感。You run in and jump， 你跑进来跳吧。我们试着配合了几次，宝贝觉得这个有意思多呢。爸爸说 ，Next time call up some friends to join us。Next time, 下一次 call up some friends, 叫几个朋友过来 call up, 一般只打电话 call up some friends, 打电话叫几个朋友 to join us, 加入我们 Next time, call up some friends to join us, 下一次打电话叫几个朋友过来和我们一起玩It would be more fun. It would be more fun. 这将会更有意思呢。好了，今天我们学的句子有 The rope is too long. I'll adjust the length. Keep your back straight.
stand on your tiptoes. Throw the rope over your head. When it reaches your other side, hop over it.
Can you count how many jumps I can do?
You got caught on the rope. Use your wrists instead of your arms to turn the rope. Be patient. Practice makes perfect.
I want to try crisscross. The rope keeps getting tangled.
Do something easier. Try going backwards, will you?
My stomach hurts. Have a rest.
Mommy and Daddy will turn the rope. You run in and jump. Next time, call up some friends to join us. It would be more fun.